Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle futures finished lower today. 65 lower as the March expired at 132.65 at noon today. So starting tomorrow, the March of 18, next year's marches will be on the board, and April 17 will be the front month. It was down today $1.80 at 132.60. So quite a bit of pressure here on the cattle futures and the feeder cattle. If you look at the chart here, we went through the lows for the last five, six, seven trading days, lower than two days ago. So that could go ahead and break out here if we continue to make new lows into tomorrow as it goes lower. The 50-day moving average in April is about $126.75, so it's about $6 lower than the current price just to get back to the moving average. Live cattle were down about $1.42 in April at $119.92. The Junes were down $1.02, so that April-June spread's coming in. Also, the June is the lowest it's been in that same six or seven trading days here, and we're about $3 off the 50-day moving average there. So a little bit of downside just to get back to the moving average in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures contracts. Now, box beef midday was down 80 in the choice at 216.12, 209.96 on select, down 30 cents, 68 loads moved at midday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were lower. We are 5 to 6.5 lower on the wheat, 6 to 6.5 lower on the soybeans, and then corn only down about a half cent. The grain trade is really focusing on tomorrow's USDA prospective plantings and quarterly stocks report. Wheat, corn, and beans are all expected to be a little bit larger than where they were on the last report on the March 1st of last year. Quite a bit smaller than where we were estimated to be on tomorrow's report. And I think that that's kind of a trend that we've been seeing here, is high prices over the last few years have really driven up the production. Of course, now that prices are going back low, production will begin to drop. And we're starting to see that reflected in the acreage reports. Acreage for corn is expected to be just under 91 million acres. Last year, it was 94.004 million acres. So about a 3 million acre drop there. The USDA outlook form said 90 million acres, so still a million over that, but a considerable drop from last year. Soybeans are expected to be 88.2 million acres. Last year is 83.4, so quite a big jump there. All wheat, 46.13 million, down from last year's 50 million. So wheat and corn are lower, but beans quite a bit higher. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.